Begin to worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Raise your voice, lift your hands, and worship Jesus. Worship him from the bottom of your heart. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we lift you up. Take your glory in this place, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord, we appreciate you, Father. Holy Spirit, come and have your way among us this morning. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. Have your way among us this morning. Precious Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, fill our lives with your glory. Thank you, Father. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live, I live. To worship you. It's a great thing to be in your presence. It's a beautiful thing to worship the King of Kings, the maker of the universe. He spoke a word and a son came out of his mouth. He spoke another word and all creation was made. The Bible says the heavens cannot contain his glory. The Bible says the king, the yet King Hosea, died, I saw the Lord. The train of his robe fills the temple. The 24 elders are continuously worshiping him because he is continuously worthy of worship. We bless you, Father. And we were created not to make money. We were created not to make a name for ourselves. We were created. We didn't create ourselves. We were created to worship the maker of everything. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your glory. Have your way among us. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in his presence? The Bible says one day in his courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Do I have people this morning who love the presence of God? Have you just enjoyed being in his presence? Hallelujah. Before you sit, just hold your Bible. It's good to worship him. It's good to exalt him. But it's even better to listen to his voice. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Every promise in this book is mine. Every chapter, Every verse. One word from God can change my life forever. Today I will be taught the word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is ready. Everything I learn, I'll apply. By God's grace and mercy. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout. Give a high five to the person next to you and tell them, hello champion, hello champion. You know, you better greet the person next to you because you don't know what they're going to become next year. Hallelujah. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I have a very short message for you this morning, and I hope you will like it. Amen. You know, we've been in this beautiful, amazing series entitled The Making of a Surpassing Woman. Amen. I felt like stopping, but then I felt like continuing. So I decided to go with the second one. I hope the ladies are happy. The ladies in Mokwase were very happy. I don't know if you are also happy like they were happy. So I hope the ladies here are happy. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Our foundational scripture has been Proverbs 31, verse 29 down to 30. It reads as follows. Many women are capable. I see you becoming a capable woman. Amen. A woman who can make things happen. Say with me, I am a capable woman.
I am a capable
woman. That's right. That's who you are. But you surpass them all. Tell your neighbor, I am a surpassing woman. I'm a surpassing. A surpassing woman. Yeah. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another way to say a woman who fears the Lord is not really a woman who is scared of God. Even though you should be scared of God. Do you understand? But that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that you are scared. It means, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy One. So actually, fearing God is knowing God. A woman who knows God will be blessed. A woman who knows God. Every time a woman gets to know God, that woman is blessed. The challenge of the women of this age and the age past is that your mother, Eve, didn't know God very well. And worst of all, she didn't fear God. God said, do not eat the fruit. Eve took her small hand and stretched it to the fruit, and she picked the fruit. And she ate it. And by Eve making that terrible mistake, look at where we are today as a people. And Eve didn't just eat the fruit. She had the guts to hand it over to her husband. This is why we are where we are. A man that God had authorized to reign and to rule began to hide behind trees. Because the person who was supposed to help him misplaced herself. You shall never be like Eve.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another woman who didn't fear God was Sarah. Sarah, the fear of God was not well established in her life. Are you listening to me? God said to Abraham, Abraham, I'm going to raise a descendant from you, from Sarah, your wife. And Sarah laughed. And God said, why are you laughing? She even denied that she's not laughing. I mean, she's denying to God. God is saying to you, you are laughing. And she said, I didn't laugh. Have you ever seen something like that before? God is saying you laughed, and you say you didn't laugh. It was already a sign for Abraham that something is coming for you. So a few years later, she turns to Abraham and says to him, look, I don't think that this thing God said, he meant it. This is what he meant. Take that my small girl, sleep with her, and we're going to have children.
another man, another husband who listened to his wife at the wrong time. The first man who listened to his wife at the wrong time was Adam. Look at where God has. Then another man who listened to his wife at the wrong time was Abraham. She went and slept. He went and slept with that woman. I'm telling you, until today, we have never recovered from that night. Because that night, Ishmael was conceived. And Ishmael is the father of all the Arabs, you see. Do you know the Arabic nation? These guys that bomb themselves in planes, like if one of them enters here now, you just see the clothes. Some of you will be flying from those things there. Yeah. Today, every major conflict on earth, there is an Ishmaelite behind it. And this started with man, a husband, listening to his wife at the wrong time. I want to talk to the husbands. Be careful. Your wife is not God. When God asks you to do something, do what God says you should do. Your wife will follow you. But if you let your wife lead, because she was not meant to lead, the whole thing will shipwreck. I love the ladies. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm against you or anything. I'm telling you history. I'm showing you history. And if you are here yourself and you are a wife, you must be careful when you are talking. Don't just talk because you feel like talking. Because sometimes what you are saying, the man can actually listen to it. And you can destroy your whole family by yourself. I'm talking to the wives and the future wives. And the men who will marry those wives. Yeah. Because you never know when Satan enters your wife. Don't just listen to everything she says. The two biggest calamities that we have on earth today came from men who listened to women. It's no more women's math, so don't feel like I'm safe now. I'm safe. I have come out of the women's math thing, so I made you happy for a while. So now allow me to be, please. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. How can God says don't eat a fruit? You go and eat it. Then you even turn around and you give it to your husband. What courage? Eve didn't fear God at all. There was nothing in her about God. In fact, there is no record of Eve ever talking to God. But Eve has the guts to talk to a snake. A person, she had no relationship with God, and she definitely doesn't even have a relationship with her husband. She's having entertainment with snakes. That's why the Bible says, a woman who fears God, a woman who fears God will be praised. History is littered with women who never feared God. Another one is Jezebel. She killed God's prophet. Like she has no regards. Kills them. Turns her husband into a puppet. And some women have a Jezebelian spirit. And some men also have the spirit of Jezebel. They like to control things they shouldn't control. I'm speaking now. A God-fearing woman is not a religious woman. We're not talking about being religious, reading your Bible 3 times a day, saying Abba Father 7 times a day, our Father who is in heaven 16 times a day. That's not, we're not talking about that. Religion is different from spirituality. Amen? Let me give you a simple key for you to see a religious person as to compare to a spiritual person. Praise God.
Amen.
Matthew 6 verse 1. The Bible says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. A religious person is somebody who has developed capacity to practice righteousness before people. A religious person is interested in people's opinion. So they do things for people to see and praise them. But when there is nobody to see, they do nothing. A religious person prays in church during prayer time. But after that prayer time, that's it. You will never hear a prayer from them again. Until there are people around for them to impress, then they pray. A religious person, when he's giving you something, he takes a selfie. He said, okay, no, stand here, stand here, stand here. Stretch your hand. Okay, okay. Smile, 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 smile. Okay, chuck. Everything they do, there must be a selfie. They like to be praised by men. Oh, you know, you did so well. Oh, you know, I like the way you sang that song. Hey, you know, I like, you know, when you pray, I feel the presence of God. They like those things. Religious people, they like those things. They like appraisals and approvals. But they are not spiritual. Meaning they cannot do it for the Father to see. Because the Father is in heaven. And he sees what you do when nobody sees it. A spiritual person knows that I'm in the room. God is here. I don't need people to be here for me to pray. God is here, so I'm going to pray. A spiritual person. He doesn't need for people to be there for them to know that you are giving something to somebody at the end of a service. You just do it. God sees every good thing you are doing. And he is the one to reward you. Now, this is why some people are never rewarded, because they get their reward by their prayers and their praises and their approvals and their applause. That's your reward. The reward of Jesus does not come from men. May you see God's reward, not men's reward. Don't try to impress people. You are wasting your time and your energy. Seek to impress God. You will see some people, and you see, that's why you should never allow yourself to be deceived by Sunday morning. The Bible says that one time in heaven, all the sons of God came to worship God. The Bible is clear to say that Satan also joined them. He appeared in the company of the sons of God. And the Bible is clear to mention that not one angel recognized that he was the devil. It took the master himself to scan his congregation and say, ah, Satan, what are you doing here today? I'm sure the people that were sending, the angel that was sending us to the devil were, you. Because he looks just like them. You know, Sunday morning, we all look nice. We all look nice, especially like, you see like the way I'm dressing today. It's nice. You can also go there to pep and get something small and then you look nice. Then you come and stand here and then you look very Christianized for Sunday morning. But does that make you a Christian? Who are you when you come out of here? What do you do with your hands when you come out of here? What do you do with your eyes? What do you do with your mouth? I don't need to be there. A religious person is living to please people. A spiritual person is living to please God. May you become a spiritual woman. May you become a spiritual man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Steps to becoming spiritual. We saw step one, your ability to hear God's voice. Do you remember that? A person who hears God's voice will become spiritual. Step number two, we saw it last week, your ability to not get easily offended. Do you remember that? We saw last Sunday that if you are the type that gets easily offended, you might not go far in this life. Don't get so easily offended. And this morning, let's go to step number three. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Your ability to make room for your prophet. Your ability to make room for your prophet. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, the Bible says, the Lord brought Israel from Egypt by a prophet. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. Who is there? The Lord brought Israel from Egypt by what? Please, let's say it together. By? Was it by money?
No.
Was it by connections? Was it by the husband?
No,
was it by the wife?
No,
by who?
By
Israel represents God's people. Egypt represents satanic kingdom. Egypt also represents anything you don't like. Oppression, slavery, bondage, anything in your life currently that you are not at ease with. Anything that you wish to come out of. Anything that you wish this thing was not a part of your life anymore. It's Egypt. A place of bondage and slavery. A place where you are made to work when you don't want to work. No rest. Some of us, from the day you were born, you have never had rest. You've been in Egypt from the womb. It's been Egypt all the way. Egypt is not just that place, that country up in Africa there. Like I taught you before. Egypt is very close to you and me. And God has a system to bring his people out of Egypt. And I see God bringing you out of every Egypt that you might be in right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But how does God break Egypt out of your life? The Bible says it is God who does it. But how does he do it? By a prophet. Brothers and sisters, if you could understand what this means, God will always use a prophet to bail you out. Who is a prophet? Now, a prophet, there is a prophet and then there's the office of a prophet. We're not talking about necessarily like everybody is a prophet. But let's make it simple. A prophet is somebody who speaks to you on behalf of God.
Amen.
A person who communicates the oracles of God to you.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
The Bible is littered with statements such as, thus says the Lord. Meaning a prophet is communicating to you the word of God. So a prophet is a person who stands before you and shares the word of God with you. May the movements reduce, please, as I'm teaching. Thank you. A prophet is somebody who communicates the words of God to you. Hallelujah. Now, that prophet is your prophet. You need to know who is your prophet. Not everybody is your prophet. God is careful to say that I will appoint pastors and shepherds that will teach you the ways of God. Not everybody can be your prophet. And not everybody should be your prophet. But do you know who God has appointed to get you out of your Egypt? Are you listening to me this morning?
Yes.
By by a prophet. And Israel was tendered by a prophet. Brothers and sisters, a prophet is so important in your life that a rich man died and went to hell, and he started to bail his way out of hell by speaking to Abraham. And he said to Abraham, send Lazarus to come and do this. Lazarus couldn't come. And when he saw that all that he could do couldn't work, he said to Abraham, Father Abraham, I know Lazarus cannot come and help me. I know Lazarus cannot do this. But send Lazarus. I have 5 brothers that are still on earth. They haven't died the way I have died. And I know how they are living. They are living a very, very bad life. If they die the way they are living, they will also join me here. I don't want them to come here. So please send Lazarus to go and warn them about this place. Abraham answers the rich man and says, no, they have Moses and the prophets. They must listen to Moses and the prophets. Amen. The rich man says, no, Father Abraham, you don't understand. If a man from the dead comes to life, they will believe. Abraham says, no. If they don't believe the people that are talking to them currently, even if somebody comes from the dead, they will not listen. Something as Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something as precious and as dangerous as hell, God says you need a prophet to escape it. So I've given them prophets. They must listen to the prophets. Where can you go in this life without a prophet? What can you do if you don't have a prophet? Do you understand how important a prophet is for your life? Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. So the point I'm making this morning, make room for your prophet. Make room for your prophet. Your sound has changed, please. Just somebody help me there. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, your prophet is a man like yourself. Your prophet is not an angel. And brothers and sisters, this is the reason why it's difficult to recognize your prophet. Because he's a man just like you. Now, I read the Bible many times. I never knew that Moses was a prophet. Do you understand? They never associate Moses with prophecy. I know Jeremiah is a prophet, Isaiah is a prophet, and all of them are falling under prophets. But I never knew that Moses was a prophet. The Lord brought Israel from Egypt by a prophet. So God sees Moses as a prophet. A prophet is not just a person who says to you, oh, your number plate is 746 GP. Even though that is wonderful. And I'm trusting God to reach that dimension one of these days. Hey, don't play with me. Oh. And I'm getting there slowly, slowly, slowly. Currently, I see numbers, but I'm not there. I don't see them properly. I see numbers as somebody is seeing trees. But one of these days, I will see the numbers very, very clearly. Don't get me wrong, my friend. I'm trusting God for that grace. You will sit like this and I'll scan you. I will say, you know, there's a problem. The left side. And they say, wow. Praise God. Pray with me. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, in life, there is what we call improvement and upgrades. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Improvement and upgrades. Meaning you can start with a degree, But then you can go to school and get another degree and add your degree. So your pastor is currently in another school. Yeah. For some degrees. Amen. Now I want you to come to church. I raise my hands. All the sicknesses are out. Yeah. And that is going to happen one day. That is going to happen practically. It's going to happen one day. Tell your neighbor, just stick around. Just stick around. You will see. Just stick around. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Moses is a prophet sent by God to rescue people who have been in slavery for 430 years without help. For 430 years, they had strong men, beautiful women. None of them could get them out. It took a prophet to get them out. The problem is, when your prophet arrives, do you recognize him? I want to talk about a group of people who do not recognize their prophet. The first group is what I call the equalizers. Say with me, the equalizers. Numbers chapter 21. Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses. This is the same Moses that the Bible says Moses got them out of Egypt for after 430 years. Are you listening? Yes, a mighty prophet of God. Now here is Miriam and Aaron criticizing Moses. Are you with me? The Bible says they criticized Moses because of the Cushite woman he married. For he married a Cushite woman. Verse 2. They said, does the Lord speak only through Moses? Does he not also speak through us? And the Lord heard it. Now, this is the problem with your prophet. Is that your prophet is a man. Just like you. And being a man just like you, your prophet, time to time, might make a mistake. Amen. I mean, a Cushite woman is an Egyptian, an Ethiopian woman. That's an Ethiopian woman. Brothers and sisters, you go on the internet and you Google Ethiopian women. You will see why Moses didn't let this woman go. Are you with me? Ethiopian women are very beautiful. Go check it. Don't think Moses was just moving around like a lizard. No, he saw something. And he was attracted to the Ethiopian woman. And he married her. At least he married her. He didn't just take her. Now, because of that, Miriam felt she has the right to criticize him. He calls himself a man of God. And he's marrying an Ethiopian woman. Miriam forgot who she was talking to. The prophet who bailed her out of Egypt. I'm talking about making room for your prophet. For you to make room for your prophet, it means you understand who the prophet is. Miriam felt this man can be a man of God. If he was a man of God, he would have not married this woman. No. We cannot take this nonsense. We cannot take this nonsense one more time. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Number two, She went a step further and said, "Does the Lord speak only through Moses?" Equalizer. Does the Lord speak only through Moses? Does he not also speak through us? No, I mean, even the scripture pastor was using this morning, me, I know another revelation in that scripture. And the revelation that I have, if I share it with you, you will change the church. I've been going to that church. I thought this man has something new to say, but he keeps saying the same thing, the same thing. Me, you know, guys, it's just that God hasn't given me a chance yet. But you will see. One of these days, you will see my true potential. Equalizer. Mrs. and Mr. Equalizer. Or Miss Equalizer. You compare yourself with the man God gave you to bail you out. Your prophet is not an angel. He's a human being. God has chosen to use man to do his work. And the man God chooses to use are not perfect. You must know that. So if it is mistakes you are looking for, oh, you will find plenty. You will find plenty. Plenty. If it is mistakes you are looking for, you will find some serious problems with Joshua. You will find problems with Gideon. You will find problems with everybody in the Bible. There's a problem. This is the first reason why some people don't make room for the prophet God gives them. Because they look at the mistakes. They look at something in the prophet and they say, "No, this man, as far as I am concerned, he cannot pastor me." And it is not that the thing they are talking about is wrong. It might be true. I mean, Moses indeed married the Cushite wife.
We hope you've enjoyed today's message. To experience our services live, join us every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. at Alive Street Church, Sun City, located near Cornerstone Academy. Hope to see you soon. Remember, you're alive to give life.